Honourable members, you're most welcome to this meeting today. We are dealing with looking at this draft report on the budgetary review and recommendation report of the Portfolio Committee on the performance of the Department of Science and Technology for the 2016-17 financial year. And the draft report was sent to yourselves yesterday. So that you can just indicate. We will go through page by page on the report, and you can add or subtract or ask clarification. And just up front, I want to thank Shanaz and Renee for putting it together. Okay. At least we don't have to introduce ourselves. It's just us. Can you just look at page one? Okay. Okay. Page one, yes, ma'am.
Thank you, sir. Just as a little thing. Can somebody say on line 1, 2, 3, under mandate of the Portfolio Committee of Science and Technology, ne? The department or DST and the entities, it's not its entities.
It's the entities that report to, entities that report to them. Honorable Matale.
I thought the suggestion is that the sentence should end with "and its entities," full stop. It reads, there's nothing wrong with it, it's just that,
Read English. Okay, and its entities.
Both of them mean the same thing. They are fine. It's just that there is no one that is right and the one that is wrong. So we can just take note of what is being suggested, but I agree that they mean the same thing.
René?
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, I think what Mr. Matali is trying to say that, it's not right or wrong, but the report is the committee's, so it's what members prefer, and that's what we will effect. So whatever is the preference.
So can we leave with that? The sentence? Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Honorable Ndongeni, for raising it. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Honorable Kulbisa, there's a seat next to Honorable Koronov. Most welcome. We were looking at the draft report. We are just on page. We've just started now because we're waiting. There was nothing on page 1, page 2, page 3. So we are now on page 4. I did indicate that you started at the LAPC. Page 4, page page 6. Page 7. Page 8. Page 9. Page 10. Page 11. Page 12. Page 13.
Yeah.
I think when the team edits the, it's like the, that heading on page 13 will they'll fix that to align. Page 14. Page 15. Page 16 up to before committee observations, and now on committee observations, I think we should go paragraph by paragraph. The committee recognizes the important role that science, technology, and innovation has to play in the economic transformation of the country. It, however, notes the limited funding resources to offset and expand the increased role science and technology has to play in skills development, job creation, and economic growth. Are we okay with that paragraph? Okay. The committee commends the department and its entities for, I think this sentence probably it goes with what Honorable Ndongeni said at the beginning. Okay. The committee commends the department and its entities for their efforts in delivering on some of the key priority areas for social and economic development in line with the goals of the NDP against stringent financial constraint. Okay. In light of the current economic climate, the committee advocates, so we remove the S. The committee advocates for improved coordination and collaboration across government by means of centralizing the research agenda to fully realize and achieve the goals and priorities set out in the NDP. Okay. Paragraph 4 on page 17. The committee is of the view that since government has and continues to invest substantial resources into science councils to address national priorities through evidence-based studies, national departments should make better use of the expertise and resources resident within this science council to provide and advise the services needed. This would potentially lessen government's dependence on private consultants for policy analysis and advice. Next one is the committee notes the challenges with regard to the uptake of locally produced technologies and innovations, and more especially the commercial viability thereof due to the number of reasons such as limited visibility and support from public and private procurement. Once again, improved coordination and collaboration across government with the private sector to encourage the promotion and use of locally produced technologies. There's something missing.
Should we not bring in there the capital venture fund?
Including the capital venture?
I don't see that anywhere. You know, even maybe in the recommendations, that is sort of fast. Is it capital? It's not capital, it's a venture fund. But yeah, it's a capital venture fund. You remember that we've had several entities talking about that and the importance of that. I think Tia was talking about that. I think that is a serious problem for the innovators or the small businesses, that they come up with a good idea, but there is no venture fund to assist them to take it to the commercial market.
Okay.
Yes.
So as a follow-on to this, we must construct a little...
Around
the
capital
venture
fund. I think we should add it
there. We'll do it and then just send it when we're done, yeah?
I think but the last sentence also it says once again, improved coordination and collaboration across government and with the private sector to encourage the promotion and use of locally produced technologies. It's hanging. Must be encouraged.
Yeah, the reword is, yeah, or emphasize or open.
Must be encouraged.
Yeah.
Or maybe once again, the committee reiterate the need for improved coordination and collaboration. Across government and
with the private sector.
Across government.
Honorable Matale.
I think, we can include that. I just thought probably an elaboration, because the paragraph is talking about two things: the products that are produced which do not find themselves when people procure. They procure outside what the government is supporting initiatives that will, contribute to economic growth, create jobs. But these initiatives, when people procure, they don't go and procure, they procure somewhere else. These people end with the products that they have. But at the same time, it also talks to locally produced technologies. So I thought if there is an elaboration, it should be an elaboration on both sides, on the product and on the technology.
The whole paragraph will be reworded. But if you have a proposal on the wording, you can send it so it can be incorporated. Okay.
The
Capital Venture Fund. And, yeah. Honorable Fuller.
I think the paragraph... deals with two things, which I was suggesting that they should be, it should not be one sentence, so that it can be very clear. The other issue is to say...
So we have, like Honorable Matale was saying, make another paragraph.
Yes.
Yeah, have another paragraph. Yes.
And then the other thing is to say, I'm not so sure, most of the time we are saying we are encouraging, as if it's not... a must to happen. I don't know which word is going to be used to make sure that people can know that they must use local produce technologies, so that it should be clear. Most of us are, when you encourage, it is encouragement. It's not really forcing anyone to do anything around that one. Thank you.
I think you bring in a must if there is legislation that forces you to do that. But now we really encourage. You see? Yeah. Honorable Kubisa.
Honorable Chair, I concur with you, and we encourage, because the department has got to look into the resources. I mean, that's, we have to encourage them. I think it's a suitable language that we can use. As you say, if there is a legislation, then we can say must, because they might adhere to the legislation.
Honorable Matale?
Not up,
but I can see the body language.
No, in fact, I agree with you, Chair, but I thought probably to take on board both sentiments, we should also encapsulate a preference be given to local technologies, which does not necessarily confine to it's not necessary, it's not a must, but we prefer, you know, there must be preference given to local technologies, but it's not a must. Yeah, they can utilize technology from outside the country, having made certain consideration. But if, I don't know how to phrase it, I might end up confusing myself. But all I'm saying is that the preference is for locally produced goods and technologies. But where circumstances forces them to go outside, they should be able to do so. The sentence must allow them to do that.
You also got that, Renee?
Okay.
The committee proposes that proposes that a strategy is developed to promote the new innovations and inventions to the wider community where there is limited access to sciences in an attempt. Yeah. I think a widespread acceptance, research and participation in science, technology and innovations. Must rephrase, yeah. Okay. The committee noted the current 0.73% of GDP spent on R&D had been stagnant for the last 2 years. For the country to reach its economic goals, reaching a target of 1.5% of GDP spent on R&D, or at least to attain the investment equivalent to some of its African peers, the percentage will have to be increased. Okay. Renee?
Chair, I just wasn't certain about to attain the investment equivalent of some of its African peers.
Our briefings that some of our African countries are even investing to almost higher levels than ours in terms of GDP spend. But we can double check it. I can just double check my source, yeah.
We can include the African and international peers, yeah, so that it's wider. And, okay. Then to assess how many of the students funded by the National Research Fund Foundation are absorbed into the science system after they have completed their studies. The committee urges the department to develop mechanisms to track students that it funds. In this regard, the committee is keen to know whether SACN and SP's register could be used as part of a student tracking mechanism. Okay. I think in other countries, and like in the medicine field, for instance, those students that are sent to Cuba and even in private companies that they offer bursaries, you are obliged to come and work for a certain period. So here, the department is investing and then they are absorbed by the private sector or international bodies, and they're not, probably the department need to do something about them coming back. And the committee notes the regression in the 2016-17 audit outcome of the department, the HSRC and the NRF, and acknowledges the commitment made by Minister to implement plans to address the shortcomings identified and commits itself to requesting from the department during its quarterly performance briefing sessions an update on the progress with implementing the recommended actions plans and the status of key controls. Okay. On page 18, the committee recognizes the research, development, and innovation work of the department and its entities that is of the highest international standard and has been used globally. The committee encourages that the DST continues its focus on R&D in the existing areas of competitive advantage and in areas where existing markets are set to grow. The committee further encourages more intensified programs. Do we say more intensified or intensified programs and projects collaborative with other government departments to address some of our national challenges, more specifically in areas of water scarcity, electricity, ICT, etc., etc. The committee notes that the graduation rate and time to completion of degrees by postgraduate students funded by NRF, I think we need to be consistent. So in some areas we write the full name, others we abbreviate, is well above the national average. This despite the bursary value not being commensurate with the actual cost of postgraduate study, and the growth of the research grant not being in line with the macroeconomic factors. Okay. The committee notes that the entities, all entities require funds. All this must be the other side. Require additional funds. Additional funds to that which is allocated by the department to fulfill their mandates and cover the operational costs. Furthermore, the committee is cognizant that the need to source additional funds may require the entities to relinquish some control over the research agenda and introduce additional regulatory requirements to meet the needs of the funder. Okay. On recommendations, the Portfolio Committee on Science and Technology recommends the following. One, that the Minister continue her pursuit with the National Treasury. National Treasury. To secure additional funding for the science and technology portfolio, and that the committee supports all funding requests made in this regard. That the Minister advises against all proposed funding reduction from the National Treasury based on the key motive that radical economic transformation and the nation's progress are strategically linked to our investment in science, technology, and innovation, and lack of investment or reduction will seriously impact on that.
On the key motive that radical economic transformation and growth, can't we just link growth to it? Because transformation, if there's no growth, there's no transformation.
On the top of page 19, the there must be capital. The committee is aware of the complexity of measuring and reporting on the impact of investment in science, recommends that the Department of Science and Technology continue to explore ways and means of improving and developing systematic ways of reporting on impact of science and technology. And I think this must be another paragraph. That the committee be briefed in the new financial year about current and improved measures or strategies in place to improve on the current levels of reporting, because I think it is different.
It's a follow-up. But I'll just put it in a new line, so there's more emphasis on it.
No, but it's a follow-up to what it's about.
So we leave it there. Okay, Honourable Matale.
Yeah, I'm saying that it says that the department is encouraged to develop instruments to measure the impact, and that as a committee we will want them to brief us on this issue. So it's about the measures that the measurements that they must develop. They must brief us on what measures have they developed, and if not, they will have to explain why they have not yet developed at that particular moment. But it's the same. It doesn't need to be separated. It's one paragraph. Thanks.
So that the committee should be briefed in the new financial year on current and improved measures, strategies in place to improve on the current levels, this current of reporting. Okay. That the department ensure full compliance with legislative prescript to avoid future findings from the Auditor General's, and that the issues regarding the audit status of ASAF be addressed. The committee expresses thanks and appreciation to the staff and officials supporting the committee, and the committee thanks the minister, the department, and the entities for their cooperation and commitment. Conclusion. Because there's no conclusion. Yes, Prof.
I think we need to visit the center of saving. Then the department, it should be ensured. Then the department ensures full compliance with legislative practice to avoid future findings. I mean, there will always be findings from the Auditor General. I think those findings must be qualified. Avoid future qualifying findings, something like that. The Auditor General will always come to find. I don't know what I mean.
It does, Prof. It's okay. But I think the two last paragraphs should be on part of conclusion, because it's not recommendation. Is there anything else honourable members would like to add? Honourable Mfula?
Yeah, I just want to understand on why the new financial year about current and improved measures. Why should we say it goes to the new financial year? Just need clarity on that. And the other one is the ASAP be addressed by when? Because if we really want people to do things, we need to be in the, give them time frames so that things can happen and not be dragging, because this is open end.
Thanks, Honourable Fuller.
The member's quite correct, actually. Why we put the new financial year, it's to kind of, if you make a recommendation, you must say by when or by a new date. So the motive behind that is because they would have set new targets and stuff. So how those targets are informed, by the time they brief us, we can use that as already a kind of a measurement. So you want to do that timeline, and that answers the second question. We don't have a timeline for the ASAF thing, and maybe members can suggest by wind, also by the in the new financial year or the new how the we go according to how the cycle works for auditing. So you may want to propose a timeline, having that in mind. Thanks.
Remember, Honourable Fuller, that we're dealing with the previous financial year. So the new financial year is the one that started in April. That's where we are. So here we are addressing what is past. And the issue of ASAF is the chicken and egg story. On one hand, they say they do not comply with the PFMA. On the other hand, they say also the AG that they are not supposed to be legislated or regulated by PFMA. So, but there are continuous discussion with the department to address that particular issue. Maybe you should say soonest.
Yeah. But that ongoing thing, like with treasury, it's complicated, that specific one, that you can't do a timeline.
Maybe we say the department must report on progress.
The last one.
The third paragraph from the bottom, the one that talks about ASAF. Renee?
Chair, in relation to ASAF, the solution is that the ASAF Act be amended, and that is currently happening. So, but we can't say, of course, when Cabinet will approve an amendment bill on ASAF to be tabled in Parliament. So we know that that is happening, it is being addressed, but we don't have a timeline on that from the department itself. So we could consider leaving it out or rephrasing it in terms of the amendment of the ASAF Act.
And probably we need the department to brief the committee on progress in the next court, when they report in the next court, so that we know how far they, whether it's sitting in cabinet or cabinet has discussed it or any something. Honourable Matale. Members, any other thing that you'd want us to add? Okay. Can we then move for adoption of this report with amendments? Honorable Matale moves for that.
I move that we adopt the report with the amendments that have been factored by members.
Thank you very much, Honorable Matale.
I second the adoption.
Thank you very much, Prof. The report of the committee has been adopted. The final report will be emailed to honourable members just to see that the issues and the matters that we raised are being incorporated, and it will be sent this afternoon to the committee section for to be publication and ATC. Thank you very much, honourable members. There is no committee meeting next week, Wednesday. But members will be informed of the other. The chamber lab.
I don't think it's no longer going. I think these other things that developed subsequently. So,
I think for the past few weeks, the committee really did accept and attended a lot of invitations of the department, and I'm sure they will not blame us if you're not available for the Itemba lab. Yes, so because we really attend to many, you know, subsequent weeks. We were everywhere in Bloemfontein, in Gauteng, in Mpumalanga, and so forth. So, and here in Philippi and stuff like that. So we did at least deal with the issue. But I also want to assure members that we're still finalizing the matter of gathering information and so that when one asks for a meeting with the chairperson of committees and the speaker, we have evidence, including all the applications that we made and were declined. So we will do that, and members will be informed of progress. Thank you very much. So can we ensure that we drink the tea and coffee and whatever is provided, the fruits, so that we don't incur fruitless expenditure. Thank you very much, honorable members. The meeting is adjourned.